You're listening to an AppleViz podcast.
Hey, AppleVizzers. Tyler here with a demonstration and walkthrough of Perilous Marathon for Mac. Perilous Marathon is an audio game from IMS Productions available for macOS and Windows. It can be purchased from ims-productions.com for $10 or you can get a demo version which allows for 5 minutes of gameplay for free, which is what I have on my Mac. The object of the game is to survive and earn points for as long as possible while dodging a variety of hazards, such as pits that you can fall into, boulders that can crash into you, walls that you can crash into, etc. Each hazard has its own sound cue and its own command for how to avoid it. So I'm going to open the game now, and for the purpose of this demonstration, I'm going to be using the speakers on my Mac, just my built-in speakers, but for audio games, I generally recommend to use headphones for more precise sound positioning. But nevertheless, I'm going to open Perilous Marathon now on my computer. I'm going to use Siri. Open Perilous Marathon.
Finder, desktop, G Drive, mobile, USB-C, volume. Actions available.
And this, for some reason, takes a bit to launch. This is Perilous Marathon is an Intel app, and this is an Intel-based Mac. So
Perilous Marathon. Well, 1.60 arrows move in this menu. One page up or page down, raise or lower the music. Return activates the selected option. Start game.
So it's just saying this is an Intel app, and my Mac is an Intel Mac. But if you're using an Apple Silicon Mac and you're running this game for the first time, it may take quite a while if it has to translate, say, using Rosetta 2. If it takes this long to open natively on an Intel Mac. So that's just something to keep in mind. And you may have heard as the game opened that it said use the arrows to navigate the menu. That's to be expected. But it also said page up and page down to change music volume. On a standard Apple keyboard, page up is function up arrow. So if I hold down the function key and I have the volume set all the way down, but if I press function up arrow, just to keep pressing it, the music turns up, but I'm going to press function down arrow because I find that distracting. Okay, so now it's on its lowest volume, and I'm going to use the arrow keys to navigate the menu.
Register game.
Register game, and start game is at the top, and then register, which is because I have the demo. If I wanted to register, that's what I would do.
Test your speakers.
Test your speakers. That won't be of much help here because I'm just using... not using speakers or headphones, I'm just using the internal speaker on my Mac.
Options. Get help. Redownload message of the day. Perilous Marathon has been ran a total of 6,000.
I don't know why they have that there.
Exit game.
I'm going to go up to get help, and I'm going to review the sounds of the game, because I find that's very helpful to know what sound constitutes what. So I'm going to go up arrow.
Redownload, get help.
Press return.
Help menu. Two items available.
Press down arrow.
Read the online manual.
Online manual before playing the game. I strongly recommend reading that so you know, have a sense of gameplay and commands, etc. Go down again.
Sound tutorial.
Press return.
Use your standard menu keys to browse and hear descriptions of sounds, and press return to hear the focused sound. Collectible item,
and I press return. So as you walk, there are items that can be collected, and they are collected automatically as you walk past them. Items can include speed up, which will make you go faster, but you'll have to think and react faster if that's the case, if you're going faster. There's slow down, which makes you go slower. There's a bomb diffuser, which I'll explain in a bit. There is a number of other items, but if I go down...
Swinging blade.
That's the sound of a swinging blade. If you're playing the game and you hear that, press the up arrow to jump that blade.
A bomb falls from the sky.
Of all the hazards, this isn't fatal, but if it lands near you, it will subtract 5 points. So if you hear that sound, it's best to jump with the up arrow in an attempt to avoid that. The exception to the rule is if you hear an upcoming hazard. For example, if you hear the sound of a bomb and you hear an electric pit coming up, You don't want to jump too early because you may jump and not make the jump for the pit or land and not have enough time to react to the upcoming pit. So, but otherwise you would jump to avoid losing points for bombs. And if you get a diffuser, you can press D as the bomb is falling in an attempt to defuse it. I don't know how this works exactly, because sometimes I found that works, sometimes it doesn't. But that's the instructions given in the manual, so I'll go down.
A boulder is approaching you.
A boulder is approaching you. If you hear that sound, press R to throw a rock at it. And it's best to press the R key multiple times to throw as many rocks until you no longer hear the boulder sound, because you have to throw the rock just right to destroy the boulder. And there doesn't appear to be a limit on how many rocks you have, so you can throw an unlimited number of rocks as far as I know. So I'm gonna go down.
A boulder is destroyed by a rock.
Boulder is destroyed by a rock. So if you hear that, you know that boulder has been destroyed, and you can continue.
Locked gate.
Locked gate. If you hear that sound, you will press the space bar until that gate opens. I find if I hear that, and I'm say, for example, if I'm wearing headphones and I hear that on my right, it says to press space bar right when that gate is in front of you. But there's no harm in pressing the spacebar multiple times, so I tend to press the spacebar as soon as I first hear that sound of a locked gate. I keep pressing it until I approach the gate and open it, at which point a door will open. Because if I don't unlock the gate in time, I will walk face first into the door and die. So I'll go down.
You open a door.
Open a door.
You run into a door.
You run into a door.
You pass a barrier.
You pass a barrier. And I don't know exactly what this is for, because it just seems to happen automatically.
You level up. Its pitch is higher as you level your character.
You level up. So you go from different levels up after you earn an X, you know, a particular number of points.
Electricity hole.
Electricity hole. Very important. If you hear that, you jump. But you do not want to jump too early or late. There is an indicator that sounds, and that is the optimal time to jump. I'll demonstrate that as I play the game. I'll go down.
A fire pit is nearby.
A fire pit is nearby. Again, you jump by pressing the up arrow when you hear that sound, but only after you hear the indicator. I'll go down.
A lava pit is nearby.
A lava pit is nearby, and I actually don't hear anything. I don't know if that's a sound I don't hear, or if it's just no sound at all. I don't know. I've never actually encountered a lava pit. But I'll go down.
Wall indicator. Its pitch is higher as you are closer to a wall.
Wall indicator. If you hear that sound, as it says that its pitch ascends, you press the R key to throw a rock at the wall to destroy it. And as with the boulder, it's best to press the R key as many times to throw as many rocks as you can until that wall has been destroyed. Because again, you have to throw the rock just right to destroy the wall at just the right position. And if I press down arrow, nothing happens because I'm at the end of the sound menu. So I'm going to press escape.
Help menu. Two items available.
And I'll press escape again.
Welcome. Arrows move in this menu. Page up or page down, raise or lower the music. Return activates the selected option. Start game.
Start game. That's where I am right now. And I'm going to play the game. And I will attempt to narrate what I'm doing play by play. If I find more instruction is needed, or if I need to explain something that I didn't already explain sufficiently, I'll pause the game with the letter P, but I'll see how this goes. I'm typically used to playing with headphones, but I'll try playing with speakers. I'll press enter.
One.
Or return, technically.
Two.
The countdown.
Three.
Go.
Jump for the bomb, up arrow. And
extra
notice
points.
I'm walking, and you don't have to do anything. The character is walking. Oop, electric pit, jump. Jump for the bomb. on?
Coin.
A coin? I don't know how coins happen. They just appear. Electric pit, jump. Bomb.
Extra points.
Extra points. And again, that just comes up. You don't have to do anything to earn those. Electric pit, jump, up arrow. Jump, up arrow.
Bomb
storm, jump.
Game over. You survived for 59 seconds. You fell into an electricity hole. You scored 24 points and made it to level 1.
So, as it just announced, I fell into an electric pit. It just so happened I was jumping to dodge a bomb and didn't make the jump over the pit. A lot of this game is luck, I found. There's some strategy involved, but it really is luck. You don't know how what you're going to get or how far you're going to get. But I'll play again just as an attempt to show how far you can go or what you may encounter. So I'll press enter.
You earn 13 coins for your performance.
13 coins. Press enter again.
Welcome. Arrows move in this menu.
Press control to make it stop talking. I'll press return to start a new game.
1, 2, 3.
Go.
Jump.
Coin.
Jump the electric pit. Jump the bomb.
Defuser. Defuser.
Jump that electric pit. Jump the bomb. Jump the electric pit. Boulder storm.
Game paused. I'm gonna pause. Press P to unpause or escape to cancel the game.
Boulder storms are particularly dangerous because there are a number of boulders coming at you. And in that case, you just press the R key as many times as necessary. You just smash that key because there are a number of boulders coming at you and you want to throw as many rocks as you can. So I'm gonna press P and try to make sure I jump over this pit.
Resume.
Jump over the pit.
Game over. You survived for 1 minute and 6 seconds. You smacked face first into the door. You scored 36 points and made it to level 2.
Okay, so I hit a door just after jumping an electricity pit. So that's just an example of how hazards can come up on you very fast. You need to react very fast to succeed at this game. So I hope that demonstration gave you an idea of how to play. You can download a demo version of the game yourself and read the manual to learn more information. One interesting tip I found is that some of the information in the game, like for example doors, isn't mentioned in the gameplay section of the manual. It's mentioned in the changelog. So, and I was a bit puzzled by that when I read the manual and thought I had a pretty good idea of how to play the game, and then found out that I was walking into doors because doors were not mentioned in the gameplay section. They were mentioned in the changelog section. So do make sure you read through the changelog so you know what additions have been made. For example, doors. Anyway, I hope you found this demonstration entertaining and helpful. Peace.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.